Founders Day, or 7th of August as they call it here, started with running. There were 3 and 4 mile races for women and men and a fun run for kids. That's Kelly Bolton. Her journey to this community mirrors the one the town is remembering today.
I was born in Metlakatla, British Columbia, where they came from. So it's an awesome feeling being born and raised in Metlakatla, British Columbia, and then moving here. I've been living here for going on 25 years.
So you kind of made the journey that people made here 137 years ago.
Yeah. And so, only by Alaska Marine Highway. Do I dare not come in a canoe, though?
Kelly says the tie between old and new Metlakatla, her two homes, remains strong. Matthew Bergtold is standing at the race finish line with Kelly. He says that the history of Metlakatla is part of normal conversation here, not just on the 7th of August.
I have 5 kids, and I try to teach them, regardless of what day it is, where they come from, what they are, who they are.
I asked, since the Tsimshian pioneers were separated from family in British Columbia, is the founding of this town looked at as a happy or sad event? Matt and Kelly say both.
The first and foremost important one is the loss of our culture.
Yeah.
We've spent the last 20 plus years.
35 years getting it back up on the ground here. Mm-hmm. And we've only scratched the surface for what our kids can do.
My ancestors came over here from Canada, and it meant freedom to them, freedom to build and own their own homes. And they forgot the culture back there, but we're bringing it back.
That's Myronelle Bergdold. She has 6 of her grandchildren gathered around her, waiting for the kids' fun run. She and Matthew say people here are working to revive their Tsimshian culture through song, dance, and language.
My name is Audrey Hudson. I am mayor of Metlakatla Indian Community.
Mayor Hudson says hundreds of people who have moved out of town come back for Founders Day each year. As she talks to me, the mayor waits for the parade lineup.
My favorite part of the Founders Day celebration is the parade right when we're getting to the end and everybody, a majority of the community is gathered on Front Street between the market and Metco, and you look every direction and you see so many loved ones that have shown up for this celebration, and it's sort of overwhelming to see so many new faces and so many older faces from the past that are here to celebrate for Metlakatla, and not just our past, but we're celebrating our future also.
And then the parade begins. Veterans and current military members lead the procession. The first 3 carry the American, Alaska, and Metlakatla flags. Here's Alexandra Lindsay, a young woman from Metlakatla who is home from basic training for the Army National Guard.
Something to be proud of, because we built this town from ground up, and it's just something we should celebrate each year.
The flag carriers are followed by police and fire trucks, children dressed as Tsimshian pioneers, and dancers wearing Native regalia. Matthew Bergtold is one of the singers and dancers.
That last song we sang was written by David Robert Boxey for his grandmother. Smile, be happy, I believe God loves you. And so he gave that to all of Metlakatla to sing whenever we're together.
The parade ended along the water near the floatplane dock. Local families have set up food and game booths. The lines were especially long for Indian tacos and lumpia. Kids and adults competed in field events, including a 3-legged race, a watermelon eating contest, and a tricycle contest, which this little girl won.
Did you win something?
Say you won money.
We are money.
What'd you win it doing? What'd you do?
Say you won the bike race.
We are a bucket.
People reunited with old classmates, like these ladies.
All right, classmate, class of 66, Metlakatla. She's in Washington, lives in Washington State, and I live in Anchorage, Alaska.
And what are your names?
My name's Theo Bayou.
And I'm Patty Burton Brown.
I'm Leslie Hudson.
Yeah.
What do you like about Founders Day?
Family.
Family
get together.
Good times, races.
Laughter.
Yeah.
Kids. Okay. Kids have a good time, and we have a good time. Yeah. That's why we come home.
Is it the best day of the year here?
Yes. It is.
Yes.
Very.
Yes.
Best.
Yes, it is.
That's why we come home.
And those who grew up here were reminded of old times, like Reggie Atkinson, who was holding his baby granddaughter.
Brings back a lot of good memories of years ago when this here cannery was going full bore, in full production. This time of the season, of course, it's the height of the salmon run, and this cannery was going almost 24/7. It would take a break for this day for a few hours and go right back to work.
It rained for almost the entire day until around 3 o'clock when it turned into a beautiful sunny afternoon. The festivities ended with native dancing at the longhouse and fireworks. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.